Gun violence strikes another church. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey reacts to last night's deadly shooting at a church near Birmingham, saying this should never happen in a church or anywhere. Police say that a gunman opened fire inside St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Estavia Hills, killing two people and injuring one. The Reverend Kelly Hudlow told reporters,
"You know, we are people of faith, and so the first thing that we begin with is prayer. And we're going to cover up this community with prayer tonight, both our church and the community of Vestavia in Birmingham. And we're going to come together and find our way through this."
The suspect is in custody. A SWAT team responded to a Louisiana juvenile detention center last night after some 20 inmates reportedly broke loose inside the facility and tried to take control. Local media report an employee and two juvenile inmates were injured during the breach at the Bridge City Center for Youth in the New Orleans metro area. The third public hearing in the January 6th committee unveiled how dangerous the day was for then-Vice President Pence as President Trump pressured him to overturn the election and rioters searched him out.
As Secret Service rushed former Vice President Mike Pence to a secure location on January 6th last year, rioters had already breached the Capitol and came within 40 feet of Pence, select committee members say.
"I could hear the din of the rioters in the building while we moved."
Greg Jacob, the vice president's counsel. Jacob says Pence's view never budged, believing the framers did not intend for any one person to decide election results. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And gasoline prices ticked down about one penny yesterday to rest at an even $5 a gallon on average, according to AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The surge at the southern border shows no signs of letting up.
New video from Border Patrol shows a huge group of migrants rushing the border near Douglas, Arizona, attempting to get into the United States illegally. Some try climbing over the border fence, others try crawling underneath it, as outnumbered border agents respond on the U.S. side. The stunning video comes as CBP is reporting new record-setting numbers at our southern border yet again for the third month in a row. CBP says in the month of May, there were more than 239,000 migrant encounters, the highest in DHS history.
Fox's Bill Malusian in La Jolla, Texas. Ford's chief financial officer says late payments on auto loans are on the rise. Ford Credit says those delinquencies may be the next signal the U.S. economy is headed for a potential recession. And the Federal Reserve GDP tracker suggests economic growth stalled this spring. And if that's true, that would be the second straight quarterly decline, and that is the definition of a recession. Investors worried about a recession and rate hikes sent stocks plunging yesterday, the Dow down 741 points. But stock futures up now, the Dow futures up 226 this hour. The Golden State Warriors win their fourth NBA title in 8 years.
The Warriors started slow. They trailed the Boston Celtics by 12 points early in the first quarter. Then Golden State caught fire with a 21-0 run that gave them the lead for good. The Warriors went on to defeat Boston 103-90 in Game 6. Steph Curry scored 34 points. He was named the Finals Most Valuable Player. Andrew Wiggins added 18 points. Golden State forced 22 Celtics turnovers and completed a turnaround from the NBA's worst record 2 years ago to the championship. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.